The following is a Skutch Media production.
Reservations, I mean, that's normal. We've always had this stigma around chiropractic, but I always try to tell patients, one, we've been doing this a long time. One thing they always love to hear is, you know, our practice, we don't see 300 people in a week. We see 30, 40 a day. So I let them know, hey, we're going to take our time with you. We're going to listen to your concerns. We don't have five other patients we have to rush to 30 seconds from now. So those are little things I give them before we get to the actual table where they're like, all right, this guy's listening to me. He's taking his time. He's understanding me, things like that.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the EaseWell podcast. I'm Dr. Mayor Cara. And we have a wonderful episode in store for you guys today. I'm sitting down with Dr. John Rowan, a chiropractor at EaseWell Chiropractic here in Atlanta, Georgia. And we're going to learn all about his journey into becoming a chiropractor and his take on health and wellness. Stick around. It's going to be a fantastic episode.
Part 1, Getting to Know Dr. Rowan.
Ooh, that was live podcast.
Ooh, that was scary.
You are kind of calming, to be honest.
Good.
Yeah, you are pretty good at that. Yeah, it's great. I knew this was what it would be, too, because me and him just shoot the shit all the time. So it's like, I feel like I'm just shooting the shit.
Dr. John, welcome to the studio.
Thank you.
Let's talk about what brought you into chiropractic.
Sure. So when I was younger, my mom always went to the chiropractor. She was one of those crunchy moms, as we call
them. Crunchy
moms. Yes. Right. So I would go once probably every month or so. And as time went on, as I told you before, I played sports in high school. So a lot of my friends would be complaining of their back pain, their ankle pain, knee pain, you name it. And I was the one just kind of sitting there like, I'm good, guys. And I never really made the connection right away. But as time went on, I was like, man, chiropractic's pretty darn powerful.
You couldn't relate to them because they were in pain and you weren't.
Pretty much, yeah.
Wow.
So, powerful. Yeah, thank God for my mom for that.
And you didn't even know really what was going on. You were getting adjusted. Your mom was taking you in while she was getting adjusted. And you were exposed you to a lifestyle that you didn't see the fruits of until like you noticed it comparatively to other people. That's huge.
100%. Yeah. And look where we are today.
People always wonder and worry about the first, second, third visits when they're not seeing too many results. But then when they get the results, they're like, this is it. That's happened. I mean, in practice, how many times?
Countless.
Every day, every single day.
And we know, for us, we know it's around the corner. It's just getting them to understand, hey, just give me a little more time.
Yeah, just hang on tight. And yeah, it takes a little while to get there, but we get there. And that's amazing, man.
Yeah, man.
It's an awesome story.
Yeah, it really is.
Do you know what brought your mom into going to the chiropractor?
Not necessarily, actually. She just always was one of those people. She shopped at the Whole Foods Market type deal. What are those called? Co-ops. She loved co-ops.
Yeah.
I was eating sushi at age 9. Like, I used to go to her yoga classes with her. Like, it was just more of a lifestyle. But, yeah, and she just kind of figured it out on her own. She lived in California, was a free spirit. And
makes sense now. Yeah.
So I was just along for the ride.
Very progressive in her mindset.
Correct.
And brought her kids along with. So I'm assuming you have siblings.
I do.
And they live a very similar lifestyle, I would imagine.
They do, and they get adjusted regularly, and that's how we roll, man.
The
Ruan clan.
Yes. Yeah. Beautiful. Healthy families. That's what chiropractic does.
It does.
So you were exposed to all of this natural wellness when you were very, very young. Putting that in the context of you becoming a chiropractor, did you know that you were going to become a chiropractor, or did you just one day say, I'm going to start fulfilling everything I've been doing for so long and give that to other people?
So I always knew I wanted to get into some form of like healthcare.
Awesome.
Definitely leaning more towards conservative, non-invasive. So PT, chiro.
Preventative.
Yeah, preventative medicine. I wasn't really interested in medical school, anything like that. Towards the end, when I was graduating college, undergrad, it was getting to that point and chiro just made sense for me. It really wasn't anything. I didn't have one of these just awakening moments where it was calling me. It made the most sense. I was around it. I had experience with it. I saw the effects it can have on people. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, just checked all the boxes for me.
That's so awesome. I can tell you from my experience, I had a few chiropractic adjustments before becoming a chiropractor. I didn't really understand fully how amazing it truly is and what it does. I liked it because it was natural. There was no drugs involved. There was no other interventions besides allowing your body to, giving your body the right environment to become the best possible organism it can be, express the best way it can. So that it took me a while to figure that out. Sure. You knew this from a long time through your own personal experience. So that's huge.
And initially, most patients care about is let's get out of pain quick. They'll connect the other dots as time goes on. You know, it's like, hey, you got rid of my neck pain. Great. I'll see you soon. They don't really have that yearning for like deeper knowledge and why things happen until, you know, their own journey kind of goes on. So
yeah, no drugs, no surgery, no injections. All natural. Amazing. I mean, it is fantastic. What's your take on wellness?
For me, wellness is, it's not just one aspect, it's multiple. It's your diet, exercise. So I tell patients this all the time. Chiropractic is not your cure-all. If you think you're going to come into our office for 1 hour and it's going to cure all your life's problems because you eat McDonald's 3 times a day, don't exercise.
It doesn't work like that.
The expectations have to be realistic. So I think wellness has multiple components. Chiropractic is a great complement to a healthy lifestyle. It will help your body function the way that it should. It will help everything work a little bit better. But unfortunately, it's not going to be 30 years of issues of destroying your body, one adjustment, and you walk out feeling like a new man. It's reality.
100%. It's like driving your car on forever without getting your wheels aligned. Sure. And then just getting new tires. You've got to change the oil.
Don't forget about that.
You got to wash it. You know, you got to do a whole bunch of things, motor oil. So
that's what wellness is to me. So chiropractic just kind of fits into there. It's a nice complement to somebody who has that mindset as far as living a healthy lifestyle. But after you give an adjustment, you give all these tips to patients and you kind of say like, we're here to like, again, encompass this whole healthy lifestyle. Just not you're always telling them to hydrate, take their supplements, stretch. Like you're always giving these at home stuff.
Well, yeah, the whole idea is to get people out of like longevity, get them out of pain and longevity, not just for that short acute period of time, and give them some tools that they can really bite and chew off of and use for their life. Magnesium, super, super easy thing that we all are deficient in some sort of form. It can help a whole lot with your nervous system and relaxing your muscles and whatnot. So yeah.
Yeah. And like posture and sleep position, we get that 24/7. I mean, what do people do now? All they do is they sit for work and they're on technology. On their phone. Yep. That's it. So they wonder why their cervical curve is reversed. They wonder why their hips hurt like hell. I mean, that's all people do these days. So we try to give them those things, posture related, good sleep positions. Again, trying to encompass that entire healthy lifestyle.
Yeah, so. And not to mention driving back and forth to those jobs in the same position.
In Atlanta traffic.
Yeah, and with potholes.
Yes, multiple.
So what's the most rewarding part about being a chiropractor, would you say?
So I don't know if I can give you one answer. As you know, like every day we leave the office and there's like usually two or three good things that happen. I would say more often than not though, is just the immediate impact you can make on somebody's life who's been dealing with something for so long and they felt like they've turned every corner, looked under every rock, stone for a solution, and you even provide them that little bit and give them a little bit of hope. So I would say that's the most rewarding. People who come in there dealing with issues for decades, don't think you're going to be able to help them, don't think you're going to have any answers, and you kind of give them a little glimpse of, oh, this is how life could be like. So that's multiple instances, but I would say generally speaking, that's probably the most impactful, rewarding thing about it for me.
It's huge. One story about my father. Never been to a chiropractor ever before, and I was in chiropractic school adjusting him. He's always had a shorter leg, and he'll tell you this himself. He thought he was born with a short leg. He thought that one leg was longer than the other. His whole life until I adjusted him. And he was like, what is this? I feel balanced. This is my dad. Yeah. So, I mean.
And for years, he probably thought, that's just how God made me. And that's how we are. And
100%.
That's never going to change.
He just accepted it and thought, and that's my dad. So imagine how many other people in this world, in your neighborhood, in this state, in this country, in this world, feel the exact same way. Correct. They don't even know what chiropractic is.
Nope.
And that's what we're here to do.
Sure. And I just tell people, give it a shot. You've always heard a story. You've always, whatever your neighbor may have went to somebody, but give it a shot for yourself. Find that right chiropractor for you. It might take one or two, but at least see it through. It's very conservative. It's very affordable in the big picture compared to what some other things can cost you. Give it a chance.
Massively affordable for sure and very, very effective.
Yeah. So,
part two, Dr. Rowan's chiropractic success stories and favorite misconceptions.
I would say one of my most recent ones was about 6 months ago. A guy came in with vertigo, which is essentially unexplained dizziness, a little, you're just off a little bit, standing up, going from a seated to standing position, you know, all this. Yeah. And a lot of times docs, anybody doesn't really know what causes it. It just can happen. It can be crystals in your ears. As chiropractors, we have a strong, what word am I looking for? Strong
intuition.
There you go. That it comes from the upper cervical spine. So you check C1, C2, suboccipitals. So a guy came in, never experienced this before. Every time he went to stand, pretty much fell to the ground. And after a couple upper cervical adjustments,
wow,
gone.
Amazing.
Yeah. I mean, there.
He couldn't see
nothing
properly.
Blurry vision. Wife had to drive him to the office. And two adjustments later, nothing. And he's come in since and no issues. So
huge. Yeah. That's what we do every day.
And that's something where somebody could easily just hop on a pill for the rest of their life and have up and down roller coaster symptoms. And
That's what we're all too used to, is people going towards a pill for their ill, and they get stuck into that matrix forever.
Yes.
When we could be removing things from the body, inflammation and removing interference from the nervous system and allowing it to be the best possible environment that it can be and expresses itself. So yeah, what we do is amazing. I'm floored by it sometimes. Yeah.
Then another one I have as of late, pregnant women can get adjusted. A lot of people, can't believe that when we say that. So babies get breached. There's a technique called the Webster technique that not a lot of people know about. And you can have a baby that's breached and turn right over and have a normal pregnancy just because of a good old chiropractic care.
Pregnancy and a whole, the baby's life is a whole lot more different because, I mean, a breached baby delivery is it's a life-changing situation. It's huge. And so, I mean, something like chiropractic that's non-invasive, obviously, does a very, very effective job.
It is. And we've had stories over the years. I mean, we've been practicing now over a decade almost, which is crazy to say.
Crazy.
Makes me feel old, but here we are.
2014, man.
Yeah. Wow. I know. Crazy Time to think flies. About. So yeah, we've got our fair share of chiropractic stories.
Yeah. And all real stuff, all amazing stuff, by the way.
It is.
Equestrian horse adjustment.
Yeah.
Like that's a big category within chiropractic by itself. I mean,
it is. There are ones who just adjust horses. There's ones who adjust dogs and cats.
Actually, just adjusted my my dog's sister.
Oh yeah, you told me about that.
And she was, according to her owner, 10 times better. Couldn't use her back legs.
We don't adjust horses. At least I know. I don't know what you do in your spare time, but
haven't done it yet. Haven't done it.
Part 3: Dr. Rowan's advice for future chiropractors and his approach with patients.
What advice would you give a person wanting to become a chiropractor?
Yeah, I could go on for a while about this one.
Let's go.
I think in a sentence or two, the chiropractic part tends to be the easy part. The business part is the hard part. So can you be a just general 9-to-5 chiropractor that shows up and changes lives and, you know, does great work, great adjustments? Sure, but behind the scenes, as you and I both know, a lot goes on to a wellness practice and it running well. And in school, they make it sound like you're just going to graduate and here's $300,000 a year and you're good to go. And we all know that
never works like that.
That takes years and years of grinding and hard work and many mistakes and figuring it out. So I would say you're just as much of a businessman as you are a chiropractor. Just giving it real, because you know at school it's always rainbows and flowers and that life is going to be good, and it doesn't work that way for most people.
I agree. And to add on to that, even a bad adjustment can be a really great adjustment.
Yeah, sure.
You know, we don't love bad adjustments.
No.
We don't give bad adjustments, but even if you are moving a bone and getting some pressure off of the nervous system, you're allowing that body to be better. So
you are.
Anything's better. So a lot of people can become chiropractors, but yes, there's some tough parts behind the scenes for any business.
Sure.
But yeah, wearing all the hats is definitely.
It is. But as far as being fulfilling and changing lives and making impacts, it's hard to put a number on that sometimes, because you see 20, 25 people in a day and you know their weekend's going to be that much better. They're going to enjoy their trip or whatever it may be. That it's hard to put a price tag or a number on something like that. So.
Yeah. Chiropractic's amazing, and you just have to know how to relate to people to have the best expectation.
That's another thing. You have to be a people person. You need to make connections. You need to have good bedside manner. So there's a lot of things we've learned over 10 years that we didn't know, or we were terrible at when we first started that we're gradually building on and getting better with every day. So
that's why they call it practicing.
Correct. Right?
Because we're always practicing to be better. We mentioned bedside manner earlier. Mm-hmm. How do you approach a patient who has some reservations with getting adjusted? Maybe they're scared they've hurt some things and they think chiropractic adjustment only hurts. They don't know anything else about it. How do you approach that?
Well, as you know, we get that quite a bit. I mean, patients come in, they want their consultations with us, and that's usually one of the first questions. It's like, is chiropractic right for me? I've heard stories. My grandma went 40 years ago. And one thing I always come back with pretty much right off the bat is, especially if they've had a family member years ago, I always say chiropractic has come a long way.
Tons.
There's been a lot of research. There's been a lot of upgrades. I mean,
technology.
Back in the day, they used to adjust on wood tables. Like, come on, you see, we have like the Rolls Royce of tables at our office. So they get on those things, we're moving them, twisting them. They're like, wow, pretty crazy here. But reservations, I mean, that's normal. We've always had this stigma around chiropractic, but I always try to tell patients, one, we've been doing this a long time. One thing they always love to hear is, you know, our practice, we don't see 300 people in a week. We see 30, 40 a day. So I let them know, hey, we're going to take our time with you. We're going to listen to your concerns. We don't have five other patients we have to rush to 30 seconds from now. So those are little things I give them before we get to the actual table where they're like, all right, this guy's listening to me. He's taking his time. He's understanding me, things like that.
Yeah, I think that's the biggest road bump, right, is when you go to – certain practices, I think all of us have in the past, you spend 10 seconds with the doctor and they don't explain anything to you. We spend some time explaining to them what is happening. It's fantastic. I mean, the reason why we practice the way we practice is because of the lack of explanation to other that I've received in the past. And I wanted to make another person feel a little bit more confident in their decision.
100%.
So if they know what's going on,
yep,
they're more likely to understand it, of course, and carry on with a care plan that's beneficial to them.
Correct. So, one thing I always say without fail every time is there's nothing worse than I hate is when I go to a doctor's office and he comes in, he or she comes in, they sit down, they don't even make eye contact with you. They look down, check a few boxes, nurse comes in, whatever it may be, and you see them for maybe 30 seconds. So I tell them, I was like, you're not going to experience that here. If you have questions, always ask me, things of that nature. And you just kind of build up. You gain their trust, you communicate, and by the time the adjustment comes, it's usually go time. They're like, do what you got to do.
100%. Yeah, building that rapport and that trust is numero uno, for sure.
100%.
Part 4, working with other healthcare providers and the limitations of chiropractic.
Yeah, we're the gatekeepers of the healthcare system for the most part. We manage all sorts of cases, and if they are out of our scope, we tend to refer out. I'll have you talk a little bit more about like that. Is there an example that you have where we had a patient that we had to refer out? It's a little out of our scope.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of an actual individual case. Nothing's coming to mind, but just generally speaking, if we have patients, say, with radiculopathies, neuropathies, things like that, MRIs, as you know, are very common in our office. So those are going to show anything as far as disc herniation, tears in ligaments, things that don't show up on an x-ray. Depending on results, we have no issue referring out to a specialist to further examine and dive into that issue. We're pretty good at what we do, but can we fix everything? No. Yeah. And I have no issue saying that. It doesn't hurt my ego. I still know what we do is very powerful. But at the end of the day, like you said, you're a doctor. We're primary care providers. By law, we are. So it's one of those things you're supposed to know, see those signs and know, hey, this isn't for me. Send you off into good hands. So that's how I've always practiced. And again, works out pretty well for us most of the time.
Talk about x-rays for a second. So x-rays, when we take them in our office, we see bones.
Sure.
When we refer out for an MRI, that's showing us much more. And it gives us so much more diagnostic ability and understanding for the patient. I mean, can you explain what we see on an MRI?
Yeah, so most often, as you know, we refer out for cervical and lumbar MRIs. Handful of our patients, sometimes it's trauma, such as like a motor vehicle accident, falling down the stairs, anything trauma related, you can aggravate a disc in your back. So one of the main things we see on the MRI are swelling in the disc, bulges, protrusions, herniations as well. And that's, you know, your back's kind of pissed off if you see those. I mean, it's a lot of swelling, can cause a lot of nerve issues. Like you said, we can see things with ligaments, so tears in ligaments, labrums, tears in the rotator cuff, fractures. I mean, honestly, MRI is probably one of my favorite diagnostic tools. It shows it all.
It gives you the full scope of it. That and an X-ray together, coupling those two are fantastic diagnostic tools for any doctors that are looking to cure patients in these ailments.
So. Yeah, especially with trauma. Trauma involved, it covers pretty much all your bases.
Acute issues, like you mentioned, car accidents, working out issues, and anything really. So it's fantastic.
One big thing that we see a lot is the teenage years, because during that time, you know, your body's changing, your growth plates are fusing, you're adding weight. So a lot of times your body can't keep up. So you start having issues. A lot of athletes in school, you don't stop. You go from school to practice, you're going 24/7. So that's something we see often is teenagers, they're just having growing pains, as people call it generally. So as far as like a demographic, that's something consistent that you see with those teenagers for sure, especially if they play sports, things of that nature. So
a very common issue with that is, and I'm included in this, is when I was growing up playing sports and whatnot, you just kind of sweep it under the rug because, you know, it's pain. You'll be all right with it. And the coaches do that too. And it's something that can carry on into a much longer time period, into adulthood, into geriatrics. And they don't even know why they have these issues. Yep. It's been there for such a long time. Some people fell, you know, they're playing football and they got hit pretty nice and severely, and they just walked up, brushed it off and kept on going. And then they have this issue that's underlying forever. So it's important to get checked. It's very, very important to get checked when you have those initial issues and not just like brush it up under the rug here.
Yeah, that generation just approached things a little bit different. It's just, you didn't talk about your pain. Everyone had pain. It was no pain, no gain, that whole mentality. Yeah. And then we see those 60-year-olds in our office kicking themselves. They didn't come in 30, 40 years ago. And to that point, I tell those younger patients that we have, don't be like those people. You're here now. You're in your 20s. It's a minor issue now. It could turn into a major issue, so do something about it. So I use it as more of an educational, motivational tool. Like, don't be like those 60-year-old patients where we have the conversation, this is how we manage it. You're beyond correcting this. So
100%. And we have enough evidence now to show that, enough history now to show that this is the outcome. That,
for sure.
You know, if you don't do this, you will end up like this. Or if you do this, and then we'll end up like this. So. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Easewell Podcast. I'm Dr. Mayor Cara. Tune in next time where we will be cultivating true health. To helping them, so what we do.
I don't even know how you did that.
I don't know how I did that either. That wasn't. You can put that in the bloopers.
That was like rapid fire.
That was awesome.
Yeah, it's like how somebody rolls their R's, but you did it with the B.
Like that
was like bone thugs, man.
It was bone thugs.
My humble Jojo. Better than my dick, better than my uncle Jojo. Oh, my God.